beginning the Word was there, with God, and the Word was God. Through Him all things came into being, nothing exists apart from Him. Life was in Him, the light of men, shining where the darkness stands. The darkness could not overcome the work of His own hands. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We saw His glory, full of grace and truth, from the Father, before all ages, the One who was and is and always moves. He came into His own place, but many would not receive. Yet those who heard and knew His voice were given right to believe. Not born by flesh or will of man, but born from above by God. Children called from scattered lands, restored by His own word. He spoke of things before all time, saying, I am before Abraham. The shepherd calling out His sheep, and they would hear and understand. His sheep would hear and follow Him, a stranger they would not know. He gives them life that does not end, and keeps them in His fold. The bread of life came down from heaven, not like the fathers before. Whoever feeds on the living Word will hunger and thirst no more. Living water flowing within a well that never runs dry. Whoever trusts in the Son will live and never die. He prayed of glory from before, before the world was made, now revealed in flesh and blood, the fullness of God displayed. The Word still calls, the truth remains, gathering what was His own. One flock, one shepherd over all, established on His throne. He said, unless they believe He is, they would remain in sin. The works He did, the words He spoke, showed who He's always been. The Father's will, the Father's voice, seen clearly in the Son. Not separate, not divided, but perfectly as one. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. We saw His glory, full of grace and truth, from the Father, before all ages, the One who was and is and always.